Welcome back to this week's edition of Techonomics. I'm Jason Middleton, and I have part two of our Little Kids Rock segment now. We have a nonprofit musical education program for kids, Little Kids Rock, that has an online hub of well-produced tutorial videos, song sheets, basically stuff that helps children learn music, but it's still stuff that costs money to build, maintain, and distribute. That's where Harman International and Little Kids Rock come together and launch the Jam Zone. Jam Zone is powered by Harman. It's an online destination devoted to making learning how to play music fun and easy. There are approximately 200 video lessons and tutorials at Jam Zone, and Harman will donate $5 to Global Music Education for every photo shared of fans using Jam Zone. Now here's our chat with a Harman Music executive.
My name is Caroline Moore, and I am the Senior Manager of Corporate Social Responsibility at Harman.
See, there you are, Senior Manager, Corporate Social Responsibility, CSR. Congratulations on Harman for having such a position. Let's just start right there.
Thank you so much.
From your perspective, from Harman's perspective, what was the allure of this particular music project?
We are a company with a great history in music. Obviously, we are a parent company to legendary brands like JBL, Harman Kardon, and music education was a natural fit for us. Obviously, you know, it's important to us for the artists who create the songs that you listen to off our equipment, and it's important to us for the audio engineers we're going to hire, that they know how to play instruments, that they understand how instruments sound in a live performing space or in a public space. So, you know, it's something we're very passionate about. And when we looked at the many, many music education programs that there are in this country, we felt that Little Kids Rock had really the best and most fitting approach for what we believe. Their modern band approach is really a way to hook people based on their passion, as opposed to, you know, learning Three Blind Mice on a recorder, or, you know, learning a song that John Philip Sousa wrote, you know, that none of the kids have ever heard of.
Right.
You know, they come in the classroom, they get the kids psyched up to learn a song that they really love from their favorite artist, and from there on out, they're hooked. And then they realize, you know, how easy this is and that anyone can really play music if they want to. So that was our main attraction to this particular program.
Yeah, and you kind of touched on it there, but I kind of want to circle back, because Harman does have kind of a legacy when it comes to working with nonprofits and musical education as well. And, you know, Little Kids Rock, you mentioned, of course, and we have more tape on that. But also, you guys have recently launched Jam Zone. Is that right?
Yeah, so Jam Zone actually was launched in partnership with Little Kids Rock. So
okay.
It's taking basically their curriculum that they distribute to the teachers that are enrolled in their program, and it's consolidating it. It's making it more user-friendly, interactive for online, and really broadening it. So it's not just materials for a teacher to deliver in a classroom, but it's anyone can log on. Anyone can go visit this site, whether they're 7 or 70, and learn how to play guitar and learn how to play their favorite songs, or learn how to sing, or even learn how to write music. It's broadening exactly what they bring to the table.
You know, this may sound like a loaded question, and I don't want it to, and I think you will get where I'm coming from on this, but what does Harman get out of investing in programs like this?
There really is endless number of benefits to corporate social responsibility, CSR. You know, there's benefits to our employees feel good about working for a company that's giving back. We obviously give back to a cause that many of our employees feel strongly about. They work for Harman because they love music. It's also good for our stakeholders. You know, we also, 70% of our business is actually in the automotive industry, and we have a lot of customers there that care a lot about the suppliers and their supply chain and want to make sure that those suppliers are giving back and helping them tell their own sustainability story. It's good for the communities in which we live and work. It's good for recruiting opportunities. You know, we'll foster education that these kids will need in order to become audio engineers potentially, or even computer engineering. I mean, there's been a lot of studies out there about the connection between arts and math, and there's really no bad side to investing and giving back for
right
a company.
On. Well, Caroline, thank you so much for that answer, because honestly, I find Harman to be a thought leader in this space. And look, let's be honest. I go to harman.com/inspired. I can look at the things that Harman is invested in when it comes to nonprofits. But at the top right of your page, you have your New York Stock Exchange listing right there. By the way, you're up 0.18% right now at $79.97 a share. My point is, CSR and bottom lines do not have to be mutually exclusive. And CSRs are important, and they mm-hmm. give back. And I just wanted to applaud Harman for being, like I said, the thought leader, or a thought leader in this space.
Thank you. And that's totally true. I mean, we actually have gotten a lot of inquiries from sustainability-related indexes that our investors are paying attention to. And community relations is a huge part of that overall sustainability story.
Caroline, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
That was Caroline Moore. She's the Senior Manager of Corporate Social Responsibility at Harman International Industries. We were talking about Harman's support of the social profit music education program, Little Kids Rock. Harman, you may have heard, is set to be acquired by Samsung for about $8 billion, a 28% premium. That deal should close in the middle of 2017. Harman's support of Little Kids Rock is a shining example of CSR. That's corporate social responsibility. CSR is something of a theme here on Techonomics. We'd actually like to see a company's corporate social responsibility be part of its annual corporate review, if not included in its quarterly earnings report call. So check out littlekidsrock.org for the tutorials, and check out harman.com/responsibility for a primer on corporate social responsibility. We also have links at kgoradio.com/techonomics and at facebook.com/techonomicsradio. And speaking of music, we also post a playlist of the music we use each week on that Facebook page. Throw us a click, a share, or maybe even a like if you can. And you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at KGOJason. Coming up after we pay the bills with this short break, we have a pillar of the financial community and a biographer who has an unfiltered look at Alan Greenspan's life and legacy. This is Techonomics, and I'm Jason Middleton. Please come on back.